in this old sinful world, seeking a comfort for my soul, winding along to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord? Where
Before I get started, I wanted to let you know that Bonnie is doing very well. Her surgery went well last Thursday. She has a very big cast on her foot, probably bigger than she is almost. She's having a very hard time manipulating it. So she's going to spend a little rehab time in, I guess what you call Heartland or Optimist. They change the name so often you don't really know what to call it anymore. But she's in room 206 there, and she's going to need a little time and some prayers, you know, to try to get her through the rehab time. But she's doing very well. Cards and letters and flowers and everything is all appreciated by her, even visits. She gets lonely pretty easy, but she's doing very well. I wanted to let you know, and I'm very thankful for that. Tonight, we're going to talk about your heart, what's your heart condition. It says in Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Sometimes life stresses gets on us to the point where we forget to thank God for what we have. But you know what? With all the stresses that we have in life, there's nothing that kills more people in this world today than heart disease. Now, I'm no cardiologist. I'm a nurse, so I do know a little bit about the heart. I certainly know that the stresses of the heart can certainly build up and cause problems for you. You might say, I know enough to be dangerous. But see, it's already, the heart is a pretty good metaphor for our spiritual lives as well. Paul calls us to have a more peaceful heart. And in doing so, it results in us being being of one group and thankful for our relationship with the Lord. Now, my question is, how do you take care of your heart? Well, the experts, the medical experts, I guess you would call them, say that for our physical heart, we need to learn to eat right, that we need to learn to exercise, and some of us even have to take medicine to take care of our hearts. And all this is good. We certainly need to take care of our physical bodies. And all this is good in maintaining our healthy hearts. But what do you do for your spiritual heart? You see, our heart that we have physically can keep us alive for a while, but you know, our spiritual heart goes on through eternity. I don't need to tell you that's an awful long time. With this in mind, what effects will it have on your life? And how would having a peaceful heart change the way you act? Having peace in your heart is something that we need to have. I can't say it enough. Because I think much of the stress that we have day to day and the conflicts that come along in this world, they will vanish. They will go away. But I think having the faith in God will protect us through the thick and thin. And this will alleviate the stresses that we have on our heart and the anxieties that we feel day to day, knowing that God is with us and that we have peace within. Paul says in Philippians chapter 4 and verses 6 and 7, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And be at peace and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Jesus Christ. You need to fill your hearts with the peace, and your life will be full of thanks as well. If you don't have the peace in your heart, then we have a hard time being thankful for the things that God has given us, our health, our family, our friends. You need to find the peace that's within your heart. So very important. May I suggest that the best way to start with a peaceful heart is to, when you wake up in the morning and you set your feet on the floor, before you get out of that bed, say prayer to God. And thank Him for waking you up for that day. I always appreciated Vince Cimentero when he would get up on the pulpit, and at the closing prayer, he would always say, and thank you, God, for waking us up today. What a wonderful thing that envision that Vince absolutely knows about. I certainly agree. So I say, start your day by showing your gratitude towards God in prayer. Very first thing in the morning. But this will certainly help provide the peace that you need, for God provides in every instance. He didn't say that you weren't going to have trials that day, for we all are tempted. But you find that the temptations are not as severe when you know that peace from God is within you. And it certainly affects how you will react to those temptations and those stresses that it's in your life. And this action will help to fill your heart with peace for the rest of the day. It's a good exercise to get into, and that we certainly need to do if you perform it daily. That's the key. We need to learn to perform this prayer first thing in the morning daily. For it starts our day. And then it also puts us in a mind of Christ for the rest of the day. And it will conduct the rest of your actions for the rest of the day, which is so important. It'll make you more positive, and it will definitely have a positive impact, not only on you, but for everybody around you as well. It'll also have a good impact on the world that's around you as well. For when you put on Christ and talk to Him first thing in the morning, people will see Christ in you. They will see it. They'll say, you know, he has something different in his life. They will notice when you do this. For they can't help but notice when you find that you have a Christ-like attitude within your life, and you started that off first thing in the morning. What a wonderful thing to do to get you started first thing in the morning. So fill your heart with peace and wake up every morning being thankful. Let me say that again, for being thankful for just being alive. Be thankful for Him waking you up another day and for just being alive. For you have the opportunity to share the gospel with somebody else. You have another day to help somebody who's stressing out. And you've figured out a way to get past that stress. You can be a mentor to them. So be thankful for saying that prayer first thing in the morning. And let peace rule your heart. Let me say that again. Let peace rule your heart. For if you let the peace rule your heart, again, it will affect the rest of your day. It's kind of like when you have a person that's on the ground and their heart is stopped. And they have to bring in a automatic heart defibrillator. And they put the pads on there and it goes, doo-doo! And all of a sudden they come alive. Well, that's what happens when you put on Christ in the morning. Your heart comes alive. You have made a difference that day. And you're alive. May I suggest to you that if you are having a hard time with the stresses in your life right now, find the peace within. Find how you can speak with God who lifts your burdens, who will help carry you during the hard times, and who will take care of you during those times of temptation so that you can get past them. And let the stresses of life not be so severe, perhaps. You have a way out. And you can find the peace that we so eagerly want to have. Every one of us wants to have that peace within our hearts. And you have that opportunity to have that peace. If you have not put on Christ in your life, you don't know that peace. You don't know how wonderful it is to be able to come out of that water a new Lamb of God, sinless, and you go, wow, I don't have any sin. Lord, teach me what to do. What I know each and every one of us that has been baptized knows that feeling sometimes we forget that feeling when we've been baptized. But those who have not had that opportunity yet, you need to find that feeling by putting on Christ in baptism for the redemption of your sin and getting rid of that sin in your life once and for all. If you have not done that, may I ask you to come forward. If you are having a problem with the stresses in your life and you haven't taken care of it and it's bothering you and it's making problems in your life and it's affecting your family, get rid of that stress in your life. And the only way to do it is through Christ. But you got to do it for your heart health. If you're having a problem, please come now as we stand and sing.
Some glad morning when this life is over, fly away, fly away to a home where God's celestial soul. To our